ABC Radio Australia.
Protections against drug trafficking and climate change could be removed in Micronesia as US President Donald Trump freezes and reshapes foreign aid spending into the region. In the Marshall Islands, Marjoro's sole FBI agent has been sent packing, potentially hampering drug and corruption investigations. Meanwhile, guaranteed funding for climate-related projects under the Compact of Free Association PACs might be redirected to other areas.
The global warming you have to worry about. Not that the ocean's going to rise in 400 years, an eighth of an inch, and you'll have more seafront property, right, if that happens. I said, isn't that a good thing?
US President Donald Trump has made his stance on climate change very clear. As for what that means for US climate assistance in the Pacific, well, PLAO President Sarangal Whips Jr. says it's anyone's guess.
We understand there's differences and we've got to talk through them. And all we ask, I think, from President Trump is that at least he allows us the opportunity to share and try to come up with solutions. If we don't want to call it climate change, let's call it natural disasters. But we do have challenges and we need partnership. So,
PLAO is one of three island states in the North Pacific that shares a special arrangement with the US, a Compact of Free Association Agreement. The agreement delivers the islands hundreds of millions in economic assistance and makes up 80% of all US foreign aid in the Pacific region. But despite this special arrangement, not even the COFA states have been spared from blanket foreign aid cuts under President Trump.
There's like a communication package, stuff on the hospital, other programs that are outside the COFA that have been halted for reviews. We're hoping that they get through it quickly so we can get back to work.
A pledge to extend the COFA agreements for the next 20 years was finalised by US Congress last year. In theory, it ensures $7 billion in economic support will be delivered to the three nations regardless of who's in the White House. But it might not be that simple under President Trump.
There's a couple of processes in there that people have to pay attention to.
That's Robert Underwood, a former politician who served as Guam's delegate to the US House of Representatives from 1993 to 2003. He's familiar with the complexities of how COFA funds are delivered.
Even though the money has been approved, they still have to go through a process where there are approval of sectoral grants, what they say, like in education or in health. And then that's subject to a committee. And that committee is now going to be composed of two members from the U.S. side, two members from the freely associated state side, and they're supposed to, you know, agree to these sectoral grants. Now, how the new administration proposes which sectoral grants and the nature of those sectoral grants could be affected tremendously by the perspective of the new administration. Even though they may not be able to stop the funding, they may be able to move the funding in ways which were not anticipated.
With that in mind, Mr. Underwood says projects that don't align with Trump's values, projects that protect against climate change, for instance, could be at risk of being redirected.
You have to revamp your language. So, you know, and this is now common in Washington, D.C., for programs across the board. Climate change is no longer approved kind of language to utilize in the new administration. You have to come up with other things like resilience or projects of that nature. So the dialogue, the terms of the dialogue, the terms of the conversation have shifted dramatically.
He says Guam, which also has a COFA agreement with the US, has several environmental and sustainable programs now under a cloud. But it's cuts to federal law enforcement which has other experts on edge. In amongst Trump's federal aid cuts was the withdrawal of an FBI presence in the Marshall Islands.
My thought was how short-sighted this decision was, not just the impact for the region, for the Pacific, but also from a US perspective.
Jose Sousa Santos is an associate professor of practice, convener and leader of the Pacific Regional Security Hub at the University of Canterbury. He says the lack of an FBI presence will make it much tougher for US law enforcement to understand what's happening in the region, as well as inform Pacific states of potential threats.
This leaves a hole, let's say, in the regional security architecture, which could possibly be filled by countries like China, and whose policing and law enforcement MOs are not the same as what the Pacific has built its security structures on. That becomes a disruptor to the architecture, specifically to the fact of the lack of interoperability between both systems. And currently, the region does not need an extra complication to add to its woes in regards to transnational crime, trafficking, and methamphetamines.
Jose Sousa Santos is an associate professor of practice, convener, and leader of the Pacific Regional Security Hub, and he was ending that report there from myself.